and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Both teams come out on the floor as we get ready to start this second half of play. Mountain Home will get the ball to start the period as they trail Greene County Tech 28-24. Mountain Home will be moving left to right in the second half. And Husky will trigger an inbound pass, gets into Walker, throws it back to Husky, who will walk it into the front court, and we're back underway. Greene County Tech in a man-to-man defense. Husky tries to throw it to Foreman. Looks like she drew a little contact there with the body. They call that foul on Tiffany Gramling. That is the first team foul. I'm not sure how many personal fouls that is for her. But again, that's first team foul for Tech. Pfeiffer takes the inbound pass on the right wing. She puts up the three. Good. Hannah Pfeiffer with 9 points now. And it's a one-point lead for Greene County Tech. Here's Thomas into the front court for Lady Eagles. She gives it to Edgar. Back to Thomas on the right wing. Down to Boyd on the low block. Finds a cutting Edgar. Back to Boyd out on the right wing. She'll throw it up top to Gramling. Over to Thomas on the left side. She's heading towards the lane. And she's going to draw a blocking foul and mount and a tackle inbound on the near sideline. On the baseline, that is. That foul is on Emma Martin. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 7:26 left in the third quarter. The inbound pass goes to Haley Potter on the low block, and she draws contact, and Tech will inbound it once again on the baseline. That's the second team foul against Mountain Home. I didn't hear who they called it on. Anyways, Thomas takes the inbound pass, goes to the right side of the paint, puts up the jumper off the glass and in. Allie Thomas with her first field goal of the night. She now has 4 points. It's a three-point lead for Greene County Tech. 30-27 is our score. Walker into the front court, gives it to Husky on the right wing. Her pass to Foreman was well over her head, and the steal is made by Gramling. She's back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. The rebound tipped out to Potter, and the Tech will set back up. Ball goes to Thomas, now to Gramling in the left corner. Her jumper good. Tiffany Gramling now in double figures with 11 points. 32-27, the Tech leading it. 6:40 left in the third quarter. Walker into the front court, and she is immediately fouled as she crosses the timeline. The foul was called on Haley Potter. Emma Martin will head to the bench as she is replaced by Kyra Penn. That's the second team foul on Greene County Tech. Walker takes the inbound pass in the backcourt.
Stuff. We've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. Hey, there's my keys or bike or stuff Panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is on now, with deals across every department. That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25. Good times. The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week, from November 17th to 24th.
Walk the ball across the timeline. Tech right now in a man-to-man defense. Walker dribbles to the right wing, gives it there to Husky. Now she takes the screen, gives it up top now to Penn. Over to Pfeiffer on the left side. Pfeiffer will dribble toward the top, gives it there to Foreman. Over to Walker on the right wing. Walker takes the screen, and looks like a foul will be called on Greene County Tech. A little touch foul there on Kaylee Edgar. And now looks like Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 5:47 left to play in the third quarter. Greene County Tech leads 34-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the Locker Room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Well, Walker takes the inbound pass from Husky from the near sideline. She dribbles up between the circles. Now Husky has it. Throws over to Walker on the left wing. She'll take the screen from Penn, dribbles up to the top. Now goes over to the right side. Takes another screen, this time from Foreman. Picks up her dribble near the free throw line. Gives it to Foreman on the right side, down to Husky in the corner. Back over to Foreman on the wing. Once again, Husky, she has it now on the wing. She's heading down towards the lane. Going up for the layup. She got way too far under the basket, and her shot hit the back of the backboard. That is out of bounds, and it will be Tech basketball with 5:05 left to play in the third quarter. Lady Eagles leading at 34-27. Here's Thomas into the front court. Ball goes over on the left side, to Pritchard, who checked in a moment ago. Now goes up top to Grambling. Over on the left to Thomas. Down to Boyd on the low block. Boyd dribbles out to the wing, finds a cutting Potter going into the lane for the layup. No good. Hit the backboard, and that was it. And the rebound controlled by Penn. Back on the Lady Bombers. Husky quickly into the front court. She dribbles toward the right wing, sets up the offense. Now Walker will take the ball and have it between the circles. Now she dribbles out, dribbles over to the right wing. Throws up top to Husky, and she's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Rolls around, does not go, and Thomas gets the rebound. Back quickly come the Lady Eagles. Thomas quickly into the front court. She's pulling up in the lane for the jumper. Good. Allie Thomas now with 8 points. Six of them coming in this third quarter alone. And it is a 9-point lead for Greene County Tech. 36-27 our score. A little over 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Husky with the ball in the right corner. She drills out to the wing after taking the screen. Now her pass almost knocked away, but Penn's able to get it. Now Husky has it back over on the right side. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it back to Penn. Penn trying to give it to Pfeiffer, but she can't find her open. Now throws it to Foreman. Over to Walker on the right side. Walker back up top to Penn. Over to Husky on the left wing. She rolls toward the top, gives it there to Foreman. Foreman over to Pfeiffer on the right. Now Pfeiffer going towards the lane, pulling up for the jumper. Does not go, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Kinley Pritchard. I believe that is her second personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Eagles. So with 3:31 left in the third quarter, it will be a pair of free throws for Hannah Pfeiffer. This will be her first free throw trip of the night. First shot, no good. Eva Martin checking back into the game as Kyra Penn will head to the bench. And again, I believe Martin has three fouls, so she'll have to be careful. Second free throw for Pfeiffer, good. One of two on that trip. She is now in double figures with 10 points. 37-28. Lady Eagles leading it. 36-28, that is. Looks like what happened was they put the point on the wrong side for a moment. Thomas throws it to Boyd, who's going to put up the three. No good. Rebound controlled by Pfeiffer. She's quickly back into the front court for the Lady Bombers, going into the lane, going up for the layup. A little strong, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Tech basketball. I think she had her teammate Riley Walker on the other side of the paint. If she had thrown to her, she might have gotten the layup there. Haley Potter checking out of the game for Greene County Tech as she's replaced by Gabby Hudson. Here's Thomas into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's an 8-point lead for Tech. Ball's with Hudson now to Boyd. Over to Thomas on the left wing. She finds Grambling, and she's called for the offensive foul on the low block. Just got a little too aggressive. And I believe that is Allie Thomas' third personal foul. Team foul number five against Greene County Tech. 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing 36-28. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She drills to the right wing, gives it to Martin. She'll take the screen from Foreman, goes into lane. Her layup was blocked, and Tech comes away with the basketball. Here's Thomas quickly back the other way, going into lane for the easy layup, all by herself, off the glass and in. Allie Thomas now double figures with 10 points. 38-28, now the lead is double digits for the Lady Eagles. Ball goes over to Martin on the right wing. Throws up top to Foreman, over to Husky on the right, on the left side. She takes the screen, goes into the lane for the layup. Does not go, a little strong, no, and a scramble for the rebound. Ball still loose, and this time Foreman comes up with it at the top of the three-point line. She'll kick it over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Now gives it to Husky, who will reset the offense for the Lady Bombers. Husky's going into the lane for the layup. May have been partially blocked. Martin comes away with the basketball. She's going to put up the jumper on the in the left corner. No good. And the rebound this time to Tech. They're quickly back the other way, going for the fast break layup. Thomas is a little too strong. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Tech's basketball with 1:40 left in the third quarter. Pritchard and Grambling both taking a seat as they are replaced by Sabrina Kellett and Claire Johnson. It will be Johnson inbounding the ball on the baseline. She gets it into Kellett, who puts up the jumper right there under the basket, off the glass and in. Sabrina Kellett with her first 2 points of the night. A 12-point lead for the Lady Eagles. 90 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Here is Walker into the front court. Throws it to Husky on the right side. Husky dribbles towards the top. Now is going to be back on the wing. Takes a screen from Pfeiffer. She's going into the lane. Going up for the layup, no good. And I believe they're going to call a blocking foul on Greene County Tech. That is on Claire Kellett, I believe. Sabrina Kellett, that is. I believe that is her first personal foul. Team foul number six against Greene County Tech. So Peyton Husky will be at the free throw line with 1:13 left to play in the third quarter. First free throw is up, no good. So far she is 2 of 3 from the charity stripe tonight with 2 points. One more chance to cut into Tech's advantage right now. Second free throw, no good. She misses both, and the rebound is controlled by the Lady Eagles. Here is Thomas into the front court for Tech. 1:06 left to play in the third quarter. Thomas has the ball at the top. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good, and the rebound controlled by Foreman. She quickly throws it to Pfeiffer, who crosses the timeline for the Lady Bombers. She has it on the left wing, gives it to Husky, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the corner. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She goes back up with it. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Skylar Boyd, I believe, picks up her second foul. That is the seventh team foul, so Mountain Home already in the bonus, and we haven't reached the end of the third quarter yet. Anna Grace Foreman now with 6 points, and this will be her first free throw attempt of the night. Free throw is up and in. And that makes it a single-digit lead for Greene County Tech. 40-31 our score. 45 seconds left as Johnson crosses the timeline. Her pass knocked away, stolen by Pfeiffer. She's quickly back the other way, going up for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Hannah Pfeiffer will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. I missed who the foul was on. That is the eighth team foul against the Lady Eagles. So Hannah Pfeiffer at the charity stripe. Cannot get the free throw to go. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it back up and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 7 points. With 9 points. And now Greene County Tech's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 28.4 seconds left to play in the third quarter. The Greene County Tech leads Mountain Home 40-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, Green County Tech takes a timeout after Mountain Home goes on a 7-0 run. 27 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home cuts the Green County Tech lead to 5, 40-35. Here is Potter with the ball. She drills to the right wing. Gives it there to Grambling. Almost lost the handle of it, but gets it back. Now throws up top to Thomas. 11 seconds left. Thomas will give it to Hudson. Down over to Potter near the free throw line. Up top to Thomas. 5 seconds left. Thomas drills to the right side. Gives it to Grambling. Her three-pointer is up. No good. And that's the way this third quarter is going to end. And Mount Thomas is going to end the third period on a 7-0 run. After 24 minutes of play, Green County Tech leads 40-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Get your home ready to entertain holiday guests by shopping Lowe's for pre-Black Friday savings. From washers and dryers to entirely all-new matching kitchen appliances, Lowe's has you covered. Get up to 40% off select appliance special values or save $1,400 on a Whirlpool kitchen suite at a tasty new lower price of just $27.